Kia ora and strap yourselves in. We have another 14 kakapo to name today. The birds are named when they officially celebrate their first birthday. So get ready to sing, because here are all the birthday girls and boys. We start with pomp and pageantry. In honour of Queen Elizabeth II and her historic 70-year reign, we introduce Lilibet. Formerly Aparima A2, she hatched on 15th of February and is the daughter of Aparima and Basil. Did you know Queen Elizabeth was called Lilibet as a child? Her namesake is definitely every bit as regal. Basil, being a founder, also counts as royalty, and it'll be interesting to see how many chicks we get from founders and how many have Fiordland DNA as we go along. Lilibet is the fifth chick from the founders in 2022, the second from Basil, while we've had three from Boss. Three more chicks hatched on 16th of February. Say hello to Hautoka, Roria and Uanuku. Hautoka, previously Avohi A2, is the son of Avohi and Manu. He was named by Naitahu and shares his name with the South Wind in Kaitahu dialect, and he continues his family tradition of wind-related names. Roria was Atarita A1, and is the son of Atarita and the very proactive Tikingi. He was a particularly vocal chick which inspired a musical name. Aroria is a tongaporo, a traditional Maori musical instrument. These instruments can be made from supplejack, and his nest was in a dense area of this native vine. Uinuku, once Stella A3, is the daughter of Stella and Horton. Her name means rainbow, and was chosen in recognition of the impacts of miscarriage, as babies born after a miscarriage are often known as rainbow babies. February 18th proved to be a cracking day with four chicks hatching. Xenicus, previously Ra A2, is the son of Ra and Hokanui, and is named after the mountain of the same name in Fiordland. He was cared for by the dedicated team at the Wildlife Hospital in Dunedin after he, his nestmate and his foster mother became unwell with aspergillosis. Under their care, he went on to make a full recovery. Pukaya, once Atarita A2, is the son of Atarita and Tikingi, and is named after the traditional Maori musical instrument of the same name. Like his siblings, he was a very vocal chick. Pukaya are a long wooden trumpet often used as a welcome or to herald important announcements. Rosemary, formerly Aparima A3, is the daughter of Aparima and Basil. Like several of Basil's other offspring, she is named after a kitchen herb. Valerie, who was once Solstice A2, is the daughter of Solstice and Gulliver, and carries important Fiordland genetics. Early in development, her egg suffered significant damage after a petrel got into the nest. The cracks were carefully repaired by Kakapo Recovery Senior Ranger Jodie Crane, and the egg went on to hatch successfully. Jodie named the chick after her grandmother. The extra work was worth it because Valerie doesn't just contain Fiordland DNA, she's also the daughter of a founder in Solstice. Now, girls just want to be born on February 20th, four of them. They'll have to think of a good band name. On drums, we have Dorua, the artist formerly known as Avohi A3, is the daughter of Avohi and Manu. Her name means to change direction in Tarao and reflects the changing fortunes of the kakapo species as their numbers recover from a low of just 51. On lead guitar, Paritu, or Gertrude A2. She's full of Fiordland DNA as the daughter of Gertrude and Ariki. Her name means cliff, as her nest was located in a precarious position. She still carries that edge on stage. On bass, Ofa, once Ra A3, the daughter of Ra and Hokanui. During the breeding season, her mother died suddenly, leaving behind Ofa and her brother. Her name means inheritance or gift in recognition of these sad circumstances. She's a little bit goth, but hasn't been allowed to dye her feathers black just yet. And on lead vocals, Urarangi, or Stella A4, the daughter of Stella and Horton. She takes her name from one of the nine visible stars that make up Te Kahui o Matariki, and she knows she's a star. The appearance of this constellation, also known as Pleiades, marks the beginning of Maori New Year. Urarangi is believed to determine the nature of the winds, which you can see at the front of the stage when Urarangi takes the mic. Well, that's the Fab Four, but we've still got more. Atarangi and Manukuri, both hatched on February 21st. Atarangi, previously Atarita A3, is the son of Atarita and Te Kingi. His name was suggested by Meridian Energy employee Laura Page and voted on by the public. It blends the names of his mother and father and means new beginning or dawn sky. Manakuri, formerly Solstice A3, is the son of Solstice and Gulliver. Another double whammy by these two producing chicks with founder and Fiordland DNA. As an egg, a developmental quirk left a visible gap in the membrane that lines the shell. The shape of the gap was reminiscent of the Coal Sack Nebula, for which Manakuri shares his name. The constellation can be seen in the night sky as a distinct dark patch in the Milky Way close to the Southern Cross. And so 14 more superstars are living the dream, and we're halfway through naming all the chicks from 2022. Still a lot of questions to answer though. How many hatched where? How many boys and girls? Did the artificial insemination work? Did Big Merv pull through? Stay tuned to find out. We'd like to thank the entire Kakapo Recovery team. Every fact you've heard here today was lifted from their social media, where you can find more detailed information and photographs of each and every bird, and whether they're olive, bright green, or anywhere in between. This episode was written and recorded by Jez Brown and edited by Kate Harrison. Our music comes courtesy of Cricket Farm, and please do follow the Kakapo Recovery team across social media and support New Zealand's conservation efforts if you can. We've got 28 birds still to go. See you soon, bird lovers. Matiwa.